Well, the UN in 2000 adopted a set of Millennium Development Goals, and that was a set of targets for which all nations in the world subscribe to try to improve health outcomes for women and children, to fight HIV, AIDS, TB, and malaria, to ensure there's a more sustainable environment, to end poverty, to improve education. It was a whole set of goals to ensure that the world was moving together toward improving health for people around the world. Those goals end in 2015, and so there's been a discussion over the last couple of years, what should be the next set of goals for the global community? And so they've come to be called the Sustainable Development Goals, because the idea is that they want to have a set of targets that were more inclusive than the Millennium Development Goals that will actually help ensure that people, the planet, there are partnerships, and there's prosperity for all. So that's sort of the way that the issues have been framed.
What do you think went wrong with the Millennium Development Goals? Why didn't some countries do better?
Actually, I think it's a question of the glass half full, not the glass half empty. When you consider that the goal was to improve between the period of 1990, which was the baseline, and 2015, the idea was to do things like, you know, cut child mortality in half, to improve maternal mortality outcomes so fewer women died in childbirth, you know, to fight HIV and AIDS, TB and malaria. A tremendous amount was accomplished. Many countries did meet the goals. In fact, some of the countries that met some of the goals were surprising. Nobody ever thought they would. But they provided a way to rally around and to find the resources and to find the right kinds of tools to really address those questions. So a lot was done. You know, there are millions fewer children who die before the age of 5 now than in 1990. The number of women who die in childbirth is now less than 250,000. That's still way too many, but it's many fewer than died a few years ago, which it was about 500,000 a year. So, you know, so there really have been important progress across the goals. I mean, the reasons that countries didn't do better, you know, have to do with a number of things. You know, at the global level, there was a lag in organization to really provide the right kind of guidance to countries. Many countries just, you know, were facing all kinds of other challenges, really weren't able to find the resources to focus. But, you know, eventually, as countries found ways to set up units devoted to the Millennium Development Goals and found ways to ensure that the right resources were put to the task, they were able to find ways to coordinate with civil society and the private sector so everybody was working together. You know, it was surprising what was accomplished in many cases.
Now, I know that this criticism on the new goals being too many and ambitious. Your take on this?
Well, they're pretty ambitious. You know, it's, as I said, it's everything from, you know, continuing on poverty reduction, which I think is an important target for the global community, to, you know, cleaning the environment and ensuring health for all. You know, these are aspirational goals. I think that's the right way to put it, that they're ambitious, they're aspirational. They give us something to shoot for. The target is 2030, so it's 15 years away. And it will be a way to help organize movements to address those questions.
Let's talk about how things will be done different this time around. You know, what will be done to help countries meet these targets, and how important is extensive consultation?
Well, actually, one of the criticisms of the Millennium Development Goals was that there hadn't been that kind of consultation. That was kind of a top-down thing from governments that was imposed on people. You know, that was one of the criticisms. This time, there was actually an extensive set of global consultations. You know, there were regional consultations, national consultations. There was a website that was called The World We Want 2015, in which people, you know, just anybody could post comments on what they thought the goals should be and what their reactions were to some of the evolving targets that people were talking about. There was, a very broadly based set of consultations among governments. It was something called the Open Working Group. Actually, it's ironic in UN parlance, when something is called an open working group, it means it's usually closed to some people, but that's a somewhat facetious comment. But there were thousands of consultations in leading up to the Sustainable Development Goals, which actually haven't been adopted yet. They should be adopted at the UN General Assembly in September. But in fact, some argue that there was too much consultation because there are 17 goals now, not 8 goals. There were 8 Millennium Development Goals. Now there are 17 Sustainable Development Goals. And under the 17 goals, there are something close to 180 different targets. So it's going to be a very complicated system to keep track of.